see the show The Real Housewives of Orange County slash New York slash Atlanta. You know what? There's nothing real about these housewives. You want to see Real Housewives? Come to Westchester. A housewife is one who opens up the Con Ed bill and says, how much are we going to sell our kids for to pay that? Not going out getting boob jobs and cocktails. You never see the kids in these shows. You never see they're worried about what they're doing, where they're going, how they look. Please.
They don't care.
So why they call it the Real Housewives? I'll show them the Real Housewives. We're the ones that have to deal with our kids, begging them to wipe their butts, you know, before they go stick their hand in a donut when, you know, the two mesh together, the color from the backside with the color of the donut. Our reality is breaking up fights between two kids and then you get your ass kicked. You know, that's the reality of the housewives, not these shows.
Tell us about your kid. Tina has two kids. How old are your kids, Tina?
They are soon to be 6 and 9.
Right, and how are they? They're different. You're always telling me, like...
Oh, my oldest one, which I thought was my golden child until I don't know when, seems to lie a lot and very badly, very, very badly. For example, he comes home from school. Doesn't like to eat lunch. I don't know why. Well, first of all, the cafeteria food is all whole wheat now. They're trying to do this whole health thing going on.
That
whole
is
wheat
gross.
Pizza, yum. Whole wheat chicken, yum.
It's whole wheat chicken.
And then the best is you got to wait 20 minutes online to get this food. No, thank you. Okay. So I, you know, make him a sandwich. He comes back with the sandwich. I make him a half a sandwich. He still comes back with the half a sandwich. So then I get a little creative. I cut the crust. I make him look like, you know, French toast sticks. So he comes home one day. Oh, I ate my lunch. Pull it out, still intact. And I go, you didn't eat your lunch. Yes, I did. No, you didn't. This must be somebody else's. Okay, what other schmuck mother cuts up their food like I do with the crust to make them look like something that looks more interesting?
So he's a bad. So he's not even a good liar.
He's a bad liar.
Well, that's good, I guess, for you, because this way you can always tell when he's lying.
Yeah, but it's like, how dumb are you to sit there and lie to my face? I mean, come up with something good. Switch sandwiches. You know, throw
you
it away.
You gotta teach
like
him to lie.
Come on.
Yeah, you were really good at lying when you were a kid.
Oh, I was the best. I learned from you. Come on. Where my other one is more like, listen, I'm going to tell the truth. If you don't like it, ma, too bad. So one is lying badly. The other one's telling me the truth and could care less. It's a no-win situation.
Does a lying child steal money from your purse yet?
Like you
Not
did?
Yet.
Not
no,
yet.
We did.
You better hide it.
No, I have no money because I'm the real housewife of Westchester County, my friend. There is no money. No. This big borrowing and hopes of stealing if you can find somebody to take it from.
You could take your change down to the supermarket and stick it into one of those machines.
Don't laugh. We found a change place that doesn't charge you to stick your money into the machine to get the change, to get the money. Oh, yeah, we're the desperate and the real housewives.
Desperate housewives of Westchester County.
Why don't you
the
have
desperate
some
real?
Why don't you have some play dates and get rid of those kids, like a couple of afternoons?
You know what? I had two kids for a reason. They have each other to play with in many ways, many, many ways than just with toys. So, they're done.
So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard about the bathtub incident.
Oh, must we say that? Well, I'll put it to you this way. To cut down on the expense of water, and granted they're both boys, we figured stick them in the shower together, bang it all out in one. Until I opened up the shower door and I saw some things that just really, really a mother should not see.
What?
And pray that their child doesn't do in the future.
What did you see?
There's a little...
Oh, you know, who's playing horsey, who's doing piggyback, playing sword fighting, you know, all kinds of stuff.
That's a good visual, because they're very cute, so it's not even like a sexual thing. It's more hilarious.
You know, when I told Mommy that Noah and Alana were taking...
A bath together,
she said, don't let them do that. Don't make them take baths together. It's not appropriate.
Well, understand something. You know, Mommy and Daddy only had sex once to conceive you. She couldn't go through it again, so they had to adopt me. I mean, call it what it is, my friend.
They couldn't go through it again.
They couldn't go through with it again. It was so horrific.
Didn't you take a bath mom till you were like 20?
Yeah, she used to make me take showers with her.
Oh! and you were able to get married and have children, man, I tip my hat off to you.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Oh, it's a visual I don't even want.
Sorry.
How old were you?
You think I want it? I'm stuck with it forever.
When you get on the phone, do you notice, like, that's...
Yes, there's radar. I'm sure that a lot of women could agree with this. The children will play comfortably, happily, for hours and hours. But as soon as you tiptoe somewhere, the phone doesn't even have to ring. You just pick up the phone. Their radar goes on. They chase after you. And then they argue and they poke at you. Mommy, 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 can I talk to you? Shh, quiet, quiet. I'm on the phone. Okay, but I have to ask you a question. No, no, you have to wait. This is my discussion. I mean, I bribed my little one today with like $50 to keep his mouth closed so I can be on the radio. Cash works for the little guy. The big guy, nothing seems to work.
He's only 5. How does he know about cash?
How come nobody told us how hard this motherhood? Did your mother tell you?
Oh, no. She didn't tell me about the multiple personalities, about the fact that men, no offense, Greg, are so much weaker than women. Let them try squirting a kid out of their private areas and then have to deal with it all the time.
What?
What?
You heard me? You heard me.
Squirting the kid?
Gained 50 pounds after having, what, 5 seconds of maybe somewhat pleasure, then exploding for 9 months, getting all shot up with drugs, pushing as if we have to poop, which is what they tell you to do, so you do, and then you squirt out this kid. You get, what, maybe 2 days to, like, take a breather, have somebody else take care of your kid until you come home and they come down with a cold. And, oh, I don't feel good. Where the baby needs to be fed, the diapers need to be changed. Who's bitching? Who's complaining? Come on. No, she didn't tell me that.
And then they want some sex. They want some wild sex?
Yeah, wild sex. After dealing with two, visualize this, my friend. You're dealing with two boys. First of all, I don't know what the obsession is about their penises because they're not falling off, but yet they're constantly grabbing them, scratching them, smelling their hands. Don't understand what the obsession is. Okay.
I don't do that.
Yes, you do. Okay.
No, I don't.
So is your hubby around to help you?
No.
What time does he get home?
Usually what he likes to do is, if for any reason he has the day off and he's resting at home peacefully, 2 o'clock, he'll look at his watch, a half an hour before the oldest one comes home. I gotta go. Where are you going? I gotta go do something. You were home for 6 hours. Just now you decide you have to. Yeah, I gotta go.
I never. That's a great idea. I never thought of that.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know what ends up happening? When he calls up at like 5:30, where's dinner? I don't know. I gotta go. I don't know. I gotta go do homework with them. I lost track of time. I don't know. A man feels he has one job in a day. And he comes home and he's exhausted. Oh, I'm so tired. I work so hard. You know, meanwhile, we're lucky we got in a shower, put on deodorant, or like to me today, I look maybe halfway normal. And then, you know, after you wash the kids up and you do the homework and you cook the dinner and you do the laundry and you do the shopping and you do this, you know, you're finally exhausted. You're tired of the multiple personalities. They're laying in bed. Oh, I'm so tired. And they decide they want to have sex. But, you know, not like back when you were dating where they romanced you with like a flower, rubbing your feet, rubbing your back. No, they grab your boob, squeeze it really hard, pass some gas, and ask if they can have oral sex. That's turn on. That's a turn on. Thank you so much.
That is hot, as Paris Hilton would say.
Give me Calgon, because I want to be taken away from you. Far away from you. I've seen enough asses and penises in my day. I don't need yours.
Hey, you know what? You don't need therapy at all. Just call the show.
This is what I'm saying.
And you'll feel better.
It's ridiculous, you know? Again, the real housewives of Westchester County. You know? It's so unrealistic to watch it. And I have to say, that is probably one of my favorite reality shows because I fantasize. I'm like, wow, what would it be like to be them? First of all, I think I'd topple over with their boobs. And the amount of makeup that's on their face, like if I took it off, I'd have nothing there.
Yeah, but you see, they get their husbands to pay attention to them because they take good care of themselves.
Oh, please, brother. What are you? Oh, come on. Would you really be kissing your wife's butt if she looked like that?
Yeah.
They would not.
Okay.
I do it now and she doesn't look like that.
Okay.
Right. I do.
Well, you know what? Then you're an exception. Because the real men of Westchester County have nothing else better to do than scratch and sniff, my friend. Scratch and sniff. This is what they're destined to do. They go to work. They move it. They shake it. They scratch it. They sniff it.
But
that's what they
But
do.
They come. But they provide for you.
They provide aggravation. They provide stress. They provide nothing good. Okay? They don't. And the men that do, you know what you got to give them. And trust me, after a hard day, you don't want to give it to them either.
I can't.
At least this housewife
does
it. You know, you put on a little show for me. You put on a G-string. You shave your whatever.
That's your job.
My job, nothing. My job is raising two boys. Hopefully that their hygiene will be better than it is now. Because no girl is going to want to be around a guy that, you know, excuse me, got to scratch, got to clean. Oh, hi, how are you? And stick their hand out.
You might want to, you're onto something. You might want to create a book, a scratch and sniff book that has a butt, you know, balls, underarms. No?
You know what I do? I tell my friend's daughters, remember one thing, you're stronger than any guy you're ever going to be with. This is the thing that nobody tells you. But love your father. But just remember.
Your smell is stronger? What's stronger? Your odor? What?
No, our ability to survive.
You are definitely the angriest housewife.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You win. Greg and Stephanie. Life is meaningless.